Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. It's 8:30 on Thursday, March 21st. I'm Desiree Frazier. This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. On today's show, the largest sentencing so far has been handed down to a former member of the Rankin County Goon Squad. Then some dollar stores are closing their doors across the nation, but Dollar General is expanding their operations. Plus, the Mississippi Employees Retirement System for Mississippi is strained for long-term viability, and the state legislature wants to understand why. This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. Two members of the Rankin County Goon Squad are facing years in prison following their federal court sentencing for involvement in a 2023 attack on two black men. All officers involved have already pled guilty to the torture, sexual assault, and brutality against the two men. Daniel Updike, a former Rankin County Sheriff's deputy, has been sentenced to serve 17 and a half years in prison. Christian Deadman, also a former deputy, is to serve 40 years for his involvement in what U.S. District Judge Tom Lee called the most shocking, brutal, and cruel attacks. Attorney Malik Shabazz represents both victims, Eddie Parker and Michael Corey Jenkins. He and others involved in the case speak to reporters outside of the federal courthouse in Jackson.
Another historic moment, and that's no understatement. For Christian Deadman to receive 40 years in prison is 40 years
historical.
In prison. This is a remarkable and historic moment for the state of Mississippi and in the United
country.
States of America
Yes, sir.
Victims of police brutality police abuse. Judge Thomas Lee, let's acknowledge him.
That's
Judge
right.
Lee.
Honorable Judge Lee.
Judge Lee shows that he's serious about justice.
Right.
Judge Lee shows that he gives out justice impartial to race, color, or creed.
Police.
And he shows that he recognizes that police officers are even held to it and higher standard.
Yes.
A higher standard of justice. So we don't come here to gloat or to be happy. We're humble.
Yes.
But we're very humble to know that many lives has been spared by what has happened in this courthouse.
That's right.
We are humble to know that if these actions had not taken place and this judge had not come down firmly with this sentencing against these defendants, that many lives would have been tortured. Many lives would have been lost, and that fear and intimidation and murder and sexual assault would have continued on in Rankin County under the leadership of Brian Bailey.
Also outside the courthouse is co-counsel Trent Walker. He says these officers being sentenced does not erase the culture of violence within the Rankin County Sheriff's Department.
Mr. Deadman was very clear that in order to rise in this department. Mr. Elwood said in order to even get overtime in this department, then you had to sign on to the culture of violence. And as Mr. Deadman said, the particular way of doing things and the only way that Mr. Deadman was promoted, the only way that he was able to become an investigator at the age of 28 and have authority over other people was because he bought into the culture of violence and tried to use his words to show off to his superiors. So I just want to point out, too, that we have heard from four out of the six defendants at this point in time, and three out of those four have openly stated that there is a culture of violence, and three out of the four have invited strict scrutiny of the Rankin County Sheriff's Department, and they've openly questioned how come they're higher ups, and not just talking about McAlpin and Middleton, But how come the higher-ups and those at the top of the department are not here facing charges with them because they knew what was going on?
Sure.
They condoned what was going on.
That's right.
And they created such an environment that you could not operate as a deputy, in particular on that night shift, if you didn't participate.
The final two officers involved in the attack are scheduled to be sentenced today. Coming up, some dollar stores are closing their doors across the nation, but Dollar General is expanding their operation. We speak with Gulf States Newsroom reporter Stephen Basaha about these trends. I'm Desiree Frazier. Mississippi Edition is brought to you by MPB listeners who are also supporters. This is radio for the community, supported by the community. It's our March on Air fundraising campaign. Give now at 888-372-4483, or you can go online at mpbonline.org. Joining me in the studio to tell you why it's a good time to give are E.J. Rivers and Liz Gill.
Thank you, Desiree. This week, we've been asking you to think about how much programs on this station mean to you on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, and how the shows produced right here at MPB make you a better informed person. This fundraiser will be successful. We just need 3 minutes of your time to help out. With me today is Liz Gill.
Since we started our March on Air fundraising campaign, we have been asking you, we have been begging you to get involved with MPB by becoming a member. If you've already given, maybe you could give just a little bit extra. It's you or your neighbors and friends and people you've never met, people who all feel the same passion for programs here on MPB Think Radio, people who appreciate MPB's efforts to help educate our children. You do that. You make that happen. Give right now, and we'll enter you into today's sweepstakes, us to win a smartwatch. Get involved by calling or texting the word give to that number, 888-372-4483, or give at mpbonline.org.
Here on Mississippi Edition, we've covered a growing discussion on whether the state of Mississippi should send funding to private schools. Experts say that that violates a state constitution. Now it's being considered by the state Supreme Court. MPB's goal is to provide you with as much information as possible so that you can hear all aspects of the argument. We're able to cover this developing story because you and your neighbors have supported MPB and Mississippi Edition. So please support all of that. It truly makes a difference.
$10 a month may not sound like a lot of money, but as a sustainer, you will have a meaningful impact throughout the year. That regular stream of support for MPB will help us bring you the highest level of service you expect online, on radio, on television. As a sustainer, your ongoing gift of $10, $20, $25 will automatically renew each month. If you are already a sustainer, you can also call and increase your monthly amount by a little few dollars to help us better serve the community. Call or text the word give to 888-372-4483 or do your part at mpbonline.org.
For decades, people have come forward to support MPB as first-time donors. They may tell you they were hesitant at first, but when they finally became members, they felt a new sense of pride every time they tuned into MPB. That's how public broadcasting works. You rely on it. You realize how much you listen to it or watch it. You give what you think is fair, and this is your moment. Our website is mpbonline.org, and our phone number is 888-372-4483. You can call or text the word give to that number as well. 888-372-4483.
This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. I'm Desiree Frazier. Family dollar stores are closing across the country, cutting off access to affordable groceries and household items for many. But Dollar General continues to expand its operation, with 800 new ones expected to open in the coming months. The Gulf States Newsroom, Stephen Basaha, has been following this trend and tells us what it could mean for Mississippians, a state that is somewhat of a ground zero for the oversaturation of dollar stores.
Dollar Tree, they own Family Dollar,
They're planning on closing over the next few months about 600 Family Dollar locations across the country. We don't know exactly where that's going to be in Mississippi or elsewhere. We do know that Mississippi has the highest amount of dollar stores per capita. So we do know there will be plenty that will be in, or we expect there will be plenty that will be in Mississippi as well. Beyond that, there should be another like 400 or so stores that also close over the next couple of years. And this comes down to Dollar Tree bought Family Dollar in, I believe it was 2015, and all the analysts are like, Dollar Tree didn't really know what it was getting into. Family Dollar was much worse off as a company as far as how it was run, the locations it had, those types of things, than Dollar Tree had realized. And for all these years, it's kind of been dragging down Dollar Tree as a company. So they lost a good amount of money this past quarter, and they said, okay, we need to actually start losing some of these stores that are losing us money. So they identified these 600 Family Dollars, another 400 over the long term. A few Dollar Trees closing in there too, but really they're not as problematic as the Family Dollars they got. But that's the idea, is they're going to be shutting a bunch of these down. They're still going to be opening plenty of dollar stores, though, in the meantime. I mean, just over the last year, they opened 600 dollar stores. So it's not like we're going to be seeing a big reduction in the number of dollar stores in the country.
Yeah, I was thinking about rural areas because those are target points for dollar stores in order to have an influx of people they can count on. Do you see rural areas being impacted by this?
Yeah, potentially. I think you're going to see some rural areas where you see a lot of these stores shut down. But what initially got me interested in reporting on dollar stores about a couple years ago was seeing that a bunch of these small rural areas that didn't have grocery stores, they still had multiple dollar stores in many cases. Like, to back it up to 2022, you had this case where the FDA found an Arkansas warehouse for Family Dollar that had like 1,000-plus rats there that were eventually exterminated. And they had to shut down several hundred stores across our region, including Mississippi. And my thing was like, well, let me find a place where the Family Dollar is shutting down. There's no grocery store, and that's the one place for people to shop and get their groceries in town. It was easy to find a town where there is a Family Dollar that was shut down and there is no grocery store there. The thing is, there was always a Dollar General there too. And it just gets to the fact that these stores have spread so far that I think even in towns where maybe there's only just the Family Dollar, I wouldn't be surprised if Dollar General opens up a store there pretty soon. I mean, they're on pace. They open around 800 a year. That's their plan for this coming year, is another 800 stores. So expect dollar stores to be filling in a lot of these spots. And I should also say that that rat-infested warehouse is now shut down, and Family Dollar just recently agreed, like a month or two ago, to pay around $40 million because of that, which is, according to the Justice Department, the largest food safety violation in on record.
Recently, there were employees that walked out of a dollar store because they didn't feel respected. Are you hearing anything about how employees are feeling, especially with this many stores projected to close?
Well, I haven't heard about their feelings about the stores closing, but I do know these are not great paying jobs. They're very low pay and they're tough jobs. Very often there is just one worker in a store at a time. And this isn't like your tiny mom and pop where like you could sit behind the cash register and kind of like be able to see the whole store from your line of view. Like, no, like these are, they're not Walmart size, but they're big enough stores that like you have to walk around. You can't see where everyone is. To man the cash register, you can't see the other side of the store. It's why you often, like, when you walk into a dollar store, you see inventory everywhere. You see boxes everywhere. It's because there's not enough workers to actually make sure things are getting stocked and cleaned properly. So again, this is a very tough job. We've seen particularly workers in Louisiana have been organizing as far as trying to get better conditions at dollar stores. Dollar General, in their recent earnings call, said they do plan on having more workers and more hours at their store, more people there. But I don't expect too much of a change because that's kind of their business model. That's how they're able to open in so many different places and in rural areas where a grocery store can't survive. It's because they operate as cheaply as possible.
Stephen Basaha is a reporter for the Gulf States Newsroom, a partnership between Mississippi Public Broadcasting and public radio stations in Alabama and Louisiana. Ahead, the public employees' retirement system for Mississippi is strained for long-term viability. The state wants to understand why. Thank you for listening to Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. We're asking you to do something super important. It's an opportunity to support your community through a gift to this not-for-profit radio station. We call it Drive Time. Here today with more about why your contribution is crucial are E.J. Rivers and Liz Gill.
Thanks, Desiree. Our Spring On Air fundraiser is rounding the corner of the final lap, and we're asking you to do what you can to help us raise critical funds to support MPB TV and radio and learning. Listener-supported radio is beholden to the very people whose lives are made better by having access to MPB anytime, day or night. Liz has more on ways you can help out.
All right, folks. MPB has reached a critical point in the spring fundraising campaign. Today is the next to the last day. There are people who love MPB Think Radio and television who haven't had a chance to give yet. You know it's something you want to do because when you're asked for help, you step up and you do what's right. You volunteer, you give money, you lend a helping hand. Those are all values we share. So now with just hours left in our campaign, I'm hoping you're going to take a stand for something you believe in. In the time it takes to brew that tea or coffee, you can make your contribution. 888-372-4483. Go to mpbonline.org.
Mississippi Edition has explored the aftermath of the Supreme Court decision on Dobbs and the overturning of Roe. While politicians are celebrating the decision, polls are showing that voters are not in lockstep with representatives. We will continue to cover developments in a post-Dobbs Mississippi. This is a story MPB can continue to follow because you and your neighbors have supported MPB and Mississippi Edition. So please support all of that. It truly makes a difference.
What is your capacity for giving? Maybe it's time to renew your support of $1,000 or more. We are grateful for each and every dollar we receive. But if you have the capacity to give $1,000, we would love to hear from you. We'll invest your money in the programs that will impact you. You can easily join for the first time or renew your membership by giving us a quick call at 888-372-4483 or go online at mpbonline.org.
Some of you may be asking, why doesn't MPB just run commercials for 15 minutes an hour to let advertisers support all of this?
Yuck.
First off, MPB is a nonprofit service funded by a combination of corporate, state, foundation, and individual support. We can't air commercials. Our listeners want it to be that way. And that means MPB is beholden only to you, the people we serve. So how can you help keep it that way? By pitching in what you can from time to time. Give $50, $100, $200, or donate monthly, maybe $5, $10, or $20 as a sustainer. The amount doesn't matter as much as the fact that you're involved. Take the first step at mpbonline.org by clicking Donate Now or call us at 888-372-4483.
This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. I'm Desiree Frazier. The Public Employees Retirement System of Mississippi is asking the legislature for help on maintaining the financially strained system. More people than ever are pulling from PERS, and administrators say there aren't enough people to pay into it to match its revenue needs. While the Board for PERS is requesting additional funding to recoup losses, the legislature is considering what action they can take. Senator Chris Johnson of Hattiesburg chairs the Senate Government Structure Committee, and they are meeting with PERS leaders about their needs. He says PERS benefits aren't in jeopardy, but also has concerns about who will bear the additional costs of changing PERS.
Getting a better understanding of what role the board plays and what levers are available to them. One of the issues that we have at the state level is facing additional appropriations that were not planned. And so we want to, of course, be cautious with expanding appropriations through the employer contribution. But then we also want to make sure that we make this the retirement system as sound as possible. And so learning what they had to say.
The committee chose not to take up a bill that would replace many of the PERS board members with political appointees and prevent a 2% employer contribution increase from going into effect. PERS reports their primary financial hurdle is a large unfunded liability, which exceeds normal industry margins, and that means more money is needed to cover future retirees. Kim Hanna, one of the PERS board members speaking at the Senate hearing, says that money has to come from somewhere, and they see a small contribution from employers as a solution.
We've got a funding policy, and there are certain triggers on that policy where we increase the contribution rate, which is the only tool that we have in the toolbox. It called on it based on a 7.55, not even a 7 that we reduced the assumption to, but it was based on the 7.55 that the contribution rate needed to go up. So the assumption of 7.55, the contribution rate going up, that was all in our funding policy, and it was a trigger. We look at this long term. We don't want to wait until the sky is falling. So that's what we're doing. We're raising the red flags now. We're asking for the increase so that pay now doesn't end up costing us in the long run.
This has been Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio.